Welcome to the One Life One You podcast. This episode, I think 15, we'll be talking about me being vegetarian for one total year.
What's the S stand for?
It's not an S. On my world, it means hope.
One of the earlier podcasts, maybe episode 2 or 3, I talked about just becoming vegetarian. So that was back in, I did it in December. So I was vegetarian for maybe 2 to 3 months at the time. Right now, 1 year. Pretty solid part of the routine now, completely normal now. Pretty good. We'll recap how the whole year has been. Let's get the bad stuff out the way, or I get not the bad stuff, but kind of the hardest parts out the way. And that was kind of, first things first is me not fully preparing to be vegetarian. I kind of just, one day I said, hey, maybe I'll change my diet up, become vegetarian. Next day, bam, I was vegetarian. I should have planned a little better. I could have planned a little better, but I didn't. So it's kind of a learning curve having to kind of figure diet and stuff out that way. The biggest thing about being vegetarian is kind of finding protein sources I liked. Because you figure if you're not vegetarian, you're used to eating chicken, fish, beef, turkey. Simple, easy, it's everywhere. Becoming vegetarian, that's really the only difference between vegetarian and not being vegetarian is the protein source. So I had to go out and kind of find different protein sources. At the beginning, that was a struggle. I was relying on protein shakes a lot at the beginning. So I had to kind of learn to find different foods that I enjoyed and I liked. Going out to places and going on vacation was sometimes an issue. Going out, food choices are limited in a bunch of places unless it's known for being vegetarian or vegan and having those options. Most of the time, regular restaurants, those options are a salad, french fries, or pizza. That's kind of it. Every now and then, you'll catch a veggie burger in there, or a black bean burger or something like that, but that was rare. Being on vacation, it was kind of the same thing. Cheese pizza, black bean burgers occasionally. I found breakfast is usually the easiest time to kind of eat because you can eat eggs, pancakes, French toast, figure that out. But being out, yeah, it was a little rough at certain points that way. So I had to kind of learn to plan ahead and get things done that way. Holidays were the same thing. I became vegetarian in October, November, Thanksgiving, Christmas in December. A struggle. Just a struggle. You eat a lot of side dishes, so that's get by. And learning curve, I'll be a lot better this year for the holidays. What helped was learning to kind of plan all my meals ahead of time and keep things very, very simple. You look at being a vegetarian, it's really just subbing meat out for either something else or just subbing it out completely and simplifying that. Everything else stays the same. Still have your fruits, still have your veggies, still have your carbs, brown rice, white rice, potatoes. Whatever, that doesn't change. So once you get into that mindset, you kind of can go from there, try out different things from there. And with that, trying out different foods, meat substitutes, I had tofu, I had soy curls, I had tempeh, I tried out Artegardein stuff, the Beyond Meat products. You just got to kind of pick and choose which one you want to try out first. And if you like it, keep it in rotation. If you don't like it, just move on and try something else. I say now is a great time to kind of, if you're gonna get into being a vegetarian or even a vegan, it's a great time to do it. There's a ton of products. There's a ton of meat replacement stuff out there that you can kind of give it a go. Another thing was I had to kind of change my own mentality of being so protein obsessed and focus on just eating full balanced meals. You don't need as much protein as the supplement companies would tell you. You can get by on 0.5 gram per body weight minimum and work your way up. Once I got my food settled, I started counting calories again to kind of see what my macros were, and I was still getting plenty of protein, carbs, and fat. That never changed. So that was always a question with becoming a vegetarian. Where are you going to get your protein from? Where are you going to get the protein from? What about your muscles? I've been fine. Trying out new foods has been pretty cool. Like I said, had tofu for the first time. I've been buying tempeh. I ordered these soy curls on Amazon. I've had black bean burgers, veggie burgers, soy grilled burgers, chicken replacement from Guardian and Beyond Meat. I went to and had an Impossible Burger, which is advertised as looking like a burger and cooking like a burger, but not actually being meat. And it was amazing. So I tried a bunch of different stuff. Some stuff I liked, still have it today. Some stuff I didn't like, tried it the one time. I go, no, it's not for me. You kind of figure it out as you go. A question I got a lot when I was in kind of the middle process of being vegetarian was, well, aren't you worried about losing too much weight? Again, losing weight has no bearing on what diet you use. It's all about calories in, calories out. I lost weight at the beginning because, well, I wasn't eating enough. Simple. Once I figured out my food, started counting calories a little bit, that kind of plateaued out like I wanted it to, and I've kept weight on. I'm not disappearing because I'm vegetarian. You can still eat. There's still plenty of food to eat. Weight loss has nothing to do with being a vegan, vegetarian, being on keto, if it fits your macros. It's all about burning more calories than you're consuming. If you do that, you'll lose weight. If you eat more calories than you're burning, you'll gain weight. Simple. Fitness-wise, I got the question from somebody who goes, well, aren't you worried about losing strength, speed, stuff like gym, fitness, training type stuff? And I've seen no negative setbacks with being vegetarian, not eating meat. Over the last year, did 2 Spartan races, Spartan Sprint, 3 to 4 miles, Spartan Super, ended up being 9+ miles, got it done. My deadlifts are still heavy, my overhead press is still heavy, my squat is still heavy. I got close to PRing my 5K run, what, maybe a month or two ago, like 20 seconds off. The training stayed the same, everything's been great. I feel better, which is amazing. So we'll just keep pushing. And yeah, there's been no negative setbacks with the fitness and the training at all. And a couple kind of tips to help you get started if you're looking into getting into being a vegetarian. I would say start with 1 day a week and go from there. Even if you do 1 meal a day, so say I said that breakfast, from the start, breakfast was the easiest meal to kind of replace because eggs are still a go, oatmeal is still a go, fruits, vegetables, pancakes, waffles. Everything's still fine on that side. So breakfast was always, still is, a lot easier to pick and choose and not have meat as a side. So if I were to give a tip, I would go start with taking away the meat for breakfast and then go from there. Once you get that under control, once you find a couple of breakfast meals that you like, then move on to lunch and then move on to dinner. Don't kind of do what I did and just dive all in. Go small steps at a time. It will help a ton. Focus. Another tip is focus on foods you can have and don't worry about the meat you shouldn't have. It's you're being vegetarian, you're only subbing out meat. All the other foods are in play. Worry about that and stress less about not having the chicken or beef or the fish. Focus on the veggies and the fruits and everything else. It will make things a lot easier for you. It's really only including a different type of protein. That's it. You get protein from a ton of sources. You get protein from veggies. You get protein from beans, nuts, seeds, protein mixes. You can go meat substitutes like Gardein or Beyond Meat. There's a ton of stuff out there. Tofu, tempeh. They're all quality protein sources because that's all you got to do is sub out the chicken and beef for something else if you want to, or just keep it fully plant-based. Your choice. It's not a horrible, horrible jump. It's just changing small habits at a time and you can get it done. Another tip is find a couple spots, a couple stores that you can go in and know they have vegetarian or vegan options. Aldi's has been a big help for me because they've been adding more and more stuff throughout the year. I've been there almost every week. You can order stuff off of Amazon. They have a ton of products there. Target has a decent selection of stuff. And then you can always do the Whole Foods or the Trader Joe's and find stuff there. But find a place close by that has the options you need. Take some time and just cook more for yourself. Learn about what you like. Go out. Get some cookbooks, go on Pinterest, get some recipes. There's a ton of stuff to try. Try it out, see what you like, see what you don't like. And that was a big help for me, especially towards the middle part. Once I kind of, for a little while, I got bored with, I was basically eating the same thing every single day, every single week. Hit Pinterest up, got a couple cookbooks, and you can kind of go from there, figure some stuff out, try new things. That's probably been the best part about all this, is going out, trying new stuff, and enjoying food all over again. I wasn't, I guess, officially vegetarian every single day. There was probably maybe less than a handful of days where I had fish or tuna or something like that. But yeah, maybe 4 days out the year, there were some days where I guess I would be officially vegan because I wasn't having dairy or cheese or anything like that. It's only labels. It's about finding quality food to eat and sticking to it. There's a ton of benefits, world benefits, health benefits, everything. If you want to try it out, let me know. Reach out to me. I'll give you some more tips that I've come across. Yeah, and it'd be awesome if you try it out. I think it's been great for me. I'm going to keep doing it. This is no longer kind of a diet, it's more of a lifestyle. It's how I eat now. It's a normal thing for me now. At the beginning, I said maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. 12 months later, here I am. Pretty good. This has been episode 15 of the One Life One You podcast. My name is Nick. Make sure to go to onelifeoneyou.com. Check out everything there. Podcast is on Anchor, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, and everywhere else. Like the post, share the post, comment on the post, drop me a message here. Thanks for listening.